Poetry on the Radio. Today, Jen Webb.
On the agenda. The river has changed its path and flows past the office where I used to work at my sit-stand desk or lean back in my wheeled chair, wondering what to do next. Koi swim upstream and open their tender mouths, and I scatter fish food and crickets and lucky coins for their pleasure. During the rainy season, we shut the office and put a notice on the door urging customers not to call. In the dry season, I fling open windows and doors, breathe in the mangrove scent. Most days, I get a message from the boss, patient questions about the progress of this budget or that report or why I didn't show for the meeting I was expected to chair. I'm hoping for an offer to retire. I'm hoping to slide, like they warned me, into obscurity, waiting for mornings spent watching basil grow, afternoons wrapping sage into smudge sticks. No more creditor demands. No more warnings from the medical centre that my mammogram is 5 years overdue. I wrote this poem with several ideas in my head, one of which is the time I spent living and working in Queensland, where the environment is radically different from the ACT, and where the environment imposed itself much more viscerally on me and on my workspace. It's also my little sulk, though, about the demands of the average job. Like many of us, I work too many hours. I spend too little time with the people and places I love. And while having a good job is such a privilege, and there's so much I value about it, the endless meetings, the routine obedience to something that's written on the agenda, and the spillover of work into the rest of my life is something I perhaps value less. How can we see work as just a part of life and not the logic by which we organise our days? On the agenda. The river has changed its path and flows past the office where I used to work at my sit-stand desk or lean back in my wheeled chair, wondering what to do next. Koi swim upstream and open their tender mouths, and I scatter fish food and crickets and lucky coins for their pleasure. During the rainy season, we shut the office and put a notice on the door urging customers not to call. In the dry season, I fling open windows and doors, breathe in mangrove scent. Most days I get a message from the boss, patient questions about the progress of this budget or that report or why I didn't show up for the meeting I was expected to chair. I'm hoping for an offer to retire. I'm hoping to slide, like they warned me, into obscurity. I'm waiting for mornings spent watching basil grow, afternoons wrapping sage into smudge sticks. No more creditor demands. No more warnings from the medical centre that my mammogram is 5 years overdue.
Today we heard Jen Webb on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.